on this day, 31st October 1970. One man, one vote, conceded. The PM, Mr. James Chichester Clark, made a dramatic intervention in the debate on the McRory Report on local government reform at Stormont last night when he intimated that legislation would be brought in to provide that all future vacancies in local government elections would be fought on a new extended one-man, one-vote register. He also made the surprising disclosure that the Cabinet had given serious consideration to the policy of introducing some form of PR for both central government and local authorities. The Premier's announcements were enthusiastically received by members of the opposition, but unionist backbenchers remained silent and looked disappointed. There were strong indications that unionist right-wingers resented the proposals. Mr. Harry West MP said he was alarmed at the Premier's statement, adding, "I know there will be a day of reckoning for all this." Curry raises oath. Mr. Austin Curry, SDLP, asked the Minister of Finance at Stormont yesterday to list the positions in the public service where an oath of allegiance or other tests of loyalty are compulsory in order to obtain employment. The Minister, Mr. Herbert Kirk, said that by the Promissory Oaths Act 1923, every person serving in an established capacity in the NI civil service or otherwise employed full-time by any department of the government was required to take an oath in the form prescribed. The legislation applied not only to civil servants, but to the employees of public bodies, such as hospital authority and teachers. Mr. Curry said he would raise the matter again. Eamon Phoenix editor's note. Imposed by the Craig government in the first years of the new state, the oath of allegiance had always been resented by nationalists. It was eventually abolished under direct rule in 1973. Machine gun fire in Ardoyne. Three British soldiers were injured, one seriously, when several explosions rocked the riot-torn Ardoyne area of Belfast. Heavy machine gun firing was also reported at Flack Street off Crumlin Road and at North Queen Street, where three bullets hit an army patrol vehicle. Paisley and Derry, 10 arrests. A large-scale military and police security operation was mounted in Derry last night when the Reverend Ian Paisley, Member of Parliament, visited the city to address an Ulster Protestant volunteer rally in the Guildhall. The rally was attended by about 800. Later, stones were thrown at an army post in Waterloo Place. Promotion for Westminster Unionist. Sir John Eden, Minister of Industry in the Conservative government of Edward Heath, has appointed Mr. Rafton Pounder, Member of Parliament for Belfast South, as his Parliamentary Private Secretary. Eamon Phoenix editor's note, until 1973, when the Heath government signed the Sunningdale Agreement, the Ulster Unionists were part of the Tory party.